Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Hemang Jani, who is Head Equity Strategy, Broking and Distribution at Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Jani.
Thank you, Shatish.
Right. Well, the first question I want to put it across to you is that what is your view on the Vedanta delisting and what is the next course for minority shareholders?
Vedanta delisting has been quite controversial, and despite the kind of expectations that people had about what could be the buyback price, the stock has corrected almost about 35-40% from the top. And our view is that typically when you see any delisting effort, when it fails, the price tends to go back to the level from where it started moving up, which to my mind was about 85-90 level. So we are pretty much close to that. And we think that given the fact that the mining stocks globally have started doing well because of the better pricing environment, there should be some sort of a support around this 100 odd levels, plus minus 5% or thereabouts. So it may remain a bit dull for some more time, and eventually our expectation is that it will go back to maybe 140-150 levels, where we think is the fair value of the company. And also one has to keep in mind that the dividend payout can be pretty strong, as the company has a significant cash on the books, and the promoters also is looking out to encash that through their holding. Short term, the stock will remain a bit subdued, but over a period of, let's say, next 6 to 12 months, we can expect 140-150 price.
Right. And what is your call on markets? We've seen the benchmark index rallying for 10 consecutive days in a row, but the broader markets have actually underperformed during that time. Does this confidence to you or make you a little bit more cautious?
I think in the last 6 months, the way the Nifty has actually gone up, I think this move is the highest that we have seen in the last one decade. And now that we are seeing, one after the other sectors reporting strong numbers, it is supported by some positive data points on economic activity, earning, etc. Though it remains to be seen how sustainable this would be. So barring some corrections, which we may see in the short run, I do not see a major correction in the market, and eventually we could look at a significant upside because the market has remained around this level for almost about 3 to 4 years.
Right.
So, eventually we would see much bigger upside with some intervening corrections on the way.
Right. And coming to September quarter earnings, after June quarter, not as bad as it was looking initially. So what are your expectations from the September quarter? And the management commentary has been strong so far for the results which have come out. In totality, do you think it will be a strong quarter?
Yes, in totality, we expect Q2 numbers to be very strong. And for our universe, we are looking at a PAT decline of about 6 to 7%. And at the Nifty level, I think the decline would be somewhere in the range of about 5 to 7%. What is important to note is that you are seeing a much better commentary from the management in various sectors like two-wheeler, steel, cement, also paint companies, and even housing finance companies. They are all talking about much better growth, and many of them have reached pre-COVID levels in terms of their overall growth, which is quite comforting.
Right. And which sectors are likely to outperform or sort of could become a candidate for upgrades?
So we are expecting upgrades to come through for sectors like auto, capital goods, to some extent, private banks. Pharma and IT definitely would report good growth. Just to repeat, I think, we are looking at upgrades coming from healthcare, technology, private banks, metals and cement. And similarly, we are looking at some sort of a downgrades or pressure in terms of top line and bottom line for sectors like auto, capital goods, oil and gas, and NBFCs, mm-hmm. and of course PSU banks. So that mm-hmm. is how the divergence is going to be in terms of sectors doing well and sectors not doing so well.
Okay. And now that we've discussed the sectors which are likely to, face upgrades, which sectors are likely, actually face downgrades in this current September quarter?
So in terms of downgrades, I have already said capital goods, oil and gas, PSU banks, and NBFCs.
Right.
These are the sectors which would go through a downgrade cycle. Mm-hmm. And we think that for next, let's say, one quarter, these numbers could remain a bit subdued.
Okay. And when do you think earnings will recover? The market is sort of factoring in a washout FY21, but a shiny FY22. What are your views on that?
So the situation, Kshitij, is very uncertain and, evolving as everyone is trying to see how things will get back to normalcy on a month-on-month basis. Mm-hmm. So, this quarterly number would give a lot of confidence to people at large. Mm-hmm. And then I think we should see for one more quarter as to how this, whether we have a vaccine, how the normalcy, is returning back to the overall economy and particularly major towns, which are really grappling with this COVID related issues. So things are not very clear, but my only important takeaway is that versus what was feared in mm-hmm. quarter one,
right,
and even to some extent quarter two, the ground level numbers are looking much better and global market also has been quite supportive.
Right. Well, thank you, Mr. Jani, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kshitij. Always a pleasure.